Scripture reading, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 30 through 32. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Devotional. We want to obey Scripture's command to get rid of all bitterness and be forgiving to one another. The question is, how? A number of years ago, William Menninger, a Trappist monk who has dedicated his life to prayer for over 50 years, visited our church in New York City to teach us some of what he's learned. One of the things he shared was a compassion meditation prayer, the purpose of which was to help us forgive and let go of bitterness. An adapted and shortened version of the prayer is included shortly. It is meant to be prayed for someone you might consider an enemy or someone with whom you are in a conflict. It may even be someone from your past, living or dead, for whom forgiveness is still possible and overdue. May you be happy, may you be free, may you be loving, may you be loved. May you know the fulfillment of what God has planned for you. May you experience God's deep, profound love for you. May Jesus Christ be formed in you. May you know His peace that passes all understanding. May all good things be yours. May Jesus' joy be in you, and may that joy be complete. May you know the Lord in all His goodness and compassion. May you be protected from the evil one amidst every temptation that comes your way. May the Holy Spirit fill and permeate your entire being. May you see His glory. May you be forgiven of every sin. I forgive you, or will try to forgive you, of every wound and hurt with all my heart. May God's goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. Praying this for a person who has wounded us is no small task, but it is a significant step forward. Let me invite you to pray it repeatedly, even if you don't feel it. You can trust God will heal your wounds over time and do a work in you by the Holy Spirit that you cannot do in yourself. Question to consider. As you consider a person who has hurt you, what words or phrases from the compassion prayer impact you most? Prayer. Jesus, thank you for loving me with the kind of loving compassion expressed in this prayer. I long to be the kind of person who sincerely feels and prays like this, especially for those who hurt me. But I am a long way from that now. I ask that you do a profound work in me so that I might truly love like you. In your name I pray. Amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.